This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Duncan Robinson here on Hope 103.2, and I am speaking with Taya Smith from Hillsong United. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Duncan. It's good to be here.
Now, you have a brand new movie coming out, and you need to help me out with something, because I remember being in the States in 2012, and I'm about to move back to Australia, and there was a preview for Let Hope Rise come on. And then I hear nothing about it until 2016. Is this just you being fashionably late with a movie?
Well, we believe that God's timing is always perfect, and this film has definitely gone through, you know, a bit of a journey over the last 2 and a bit years. And I'm pretty sure at the time it went through a couple of distributors, and I don't know whether it was because maybe the J word, Jesus, was mentioned a couple of, you know, too many times for maybe some of the distributors, so they're like, oh no, maybe it's not the film for us. And it was about to be brought out last year by Relativity Media, but unfortunately they actually went bankrupt, and so then a whole lot of films, not just ours, but a whole lot of films were actually
shelved.
Yeah, shelves got locked up, and there's like films from everyone, like Angelina Jolie, like all those kind of films, and only two films happened to get out, and ours was one of them. So it's kind of crazy that it got out, and then it got picked up by PureFlix, and then it's actually, you know, coming out in Australia next week, and it's just been released in the States. So it's definitely like crazy and amazing, but we're just believing that it is God's perfect timing, and I feel like now more than ever people are open to the gospel and asking questions, and you know, maybe it's a reflection of just the times that we're in, and just maybe out in the world it's a little bit of a hopeless place, and it, you know, it's harsh and everything, and I feel like people are, you know, open to hope and open to, you know, who this Jesus guy is and what he offers in comparison to what the world offers. So
I love it.
Yeah, exciting.
Now the last movie that I know of that had its own genre created was Captain America World Police, and this movie is nothing like that. But Hillsong has its own genre now for movies, which is kind of like, it's like a movie worship experience, isn't it? Let Hope Rise.
Yeah, they call it a worship theatrical experience, I guess, because you know, I guess ultimately it tells the story of our church through the lens of Hillsong United, and there's just portions of the film where they actually show songs from a worship night that we had in the Forum in LA, and the lyrics are up on the screen, and in some of the pre-screeners there's been a lot of people who actually just stand up and start worshiping and singing along, and they hadn't really seen that in cinemas before, so they're like, oh, we kind of, it's its own little thing, so we kind of need to create a genre for it. So that's where the worship theatrical experience comes from, and I guess it's a little bit like a documentary as well, because it's, you know, like I said, tells you know, a bit of history of our church and the life of our church. But to be honest, what we hope that people would see isn't, you know, necessarily our story, but maybe weaved within our story, that they would find their own story, and, you know, local volunteers at churches all around Australia, I hope that they would be encouraged and see their own story within our story, and hopefully for people who may not even have met Jesus yet, that they would actually see the greatest story in that is just Jesus, you know, doing amazing things through very ordinary people.
Well, and I'm going to pick up on a couple of things that you just said, but the first one is that you nonchalantly just said, oh, we were playing the Forum. Now, I've got to be honest, a girl from Lismore moves to Sydney and finds herself playing the Forum and then has an international movie come out. That must be a surreal experience.
Oh, definitely. That's the best word for it, because it's something that you, like, I had never ever imagined that we would ever, I mean, firstly get to play at some of the places that we've been blessed to play at, but also even there would be a film that would come out, you know, about our church that we would be a part of. Like, it's pretty crazy, and I feel like it's the God story, and it had to be God, because it couldn't have been anything that I orchestrated, you know. I mean, it kind of says in the film, but I came to Sydney with $200 in my bank, and I just felt like it was the right time, and it was like a move of faith, and I was just like, okay, I would love to sing. I thought I was going to go into secular music and just move down and got a couple of jobs, and just when I chose to be planted in church, God just kind of blessed that, and I guess maybe for a couple of years I had a bit of a hidden season just being at Hillsong Church and serving as a youth leader as part of the youth team, and I got to even just hear our senior pastors, Brian and Bobby Houston, their heart for the church, you know, collectively and individually as well. And I just got to, I don't know, even just in those, like, I guess, moments away from, like, platform and all that, like, I got to cultivate and figure out my own relationship with Jesus. And then it's been pretty crazy how it even came about that I got to start traveling with Hillsong United, and even the way God's had his hand on us in the last couple of years and the favor that's, you know, on our church and on... then collectively onto Hillsong United. It's crazy, and all I can say is, like, it had to be God, because I could not have ordered any of these things, and even the way it's worked out, it, like, and even, you know, the save for the film, like, even the way it's come out, the way it has, and just that it's, you know, we're believing that it's God's perfect timing, and he always does things way better than we ever think or imagine, for sure.
Yeah, I think... What's been really wonderful to watch with you guys is that you have an air of kind of serendipitous bliss about the fact that God is just showing up in a move in a really powerful way. And for some unusual reason, you guys are caught in the middle of it and you're just enjoying the fact that God is doing remarkable things in your midst.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I know that, you know, our church has been going for 30 years and it's been just faithful, ordinary people that have just said yes to God, and it's just I don't know, just the favor of God is on that. And even I feel like there's definitely a mandate on our house at Hillsong Church to, you know, birth and bring forth music that encourages and connects people to the heart of God. And it's something that we take pretty seriously, you know, it's something that we're just, like, we're giving our lives to. And yeah, whether the season looks like being on a platform or not on a platform, like, that's, you know, that's not up to us. And even, like, the outcome and where it goes, like, that's not up to us. Up to us is just to do the best job that we can with whatever tools we have in our hands. And if that looks like songwriting and leading people in worship and even, like, honing our crafts, you know, whether it's playing guitar or, like, producing or singing, like, then that's what we're going to do. And it's crazy. Like, I think Joel always says that, you know, we're going to build the best ship that we ever can, and it's up to, you know, God to breathe on it, and where he wants to take it is where he's going to take it. And we're just going to relax into that. And I feel like in a nice way that takes off the pressure as well, even for all this kind of stuff, because it's crazy. And, you know, the world might look at it and just go, I don't even know what's happening, you know, or it's just, it's crazy. And we're probably blown away probably more than anyone else, just about where God's, you know,
yeah,
taken us. And, yeah, I just hope that he would continue to lead us and that we'd be obedient and humble enough to be like, okay, we said whatever it takes and whatever it looks like, so let's do this.
That's incredible. Did you ever have a moment when you're, like, growing up and you thought to yourself, man, I do have a good set of pipes on me?
I don't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, I've always loved to sing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I had pretty amazing parents growing up that... just instill within me, like, if I was to do the best to the best of my ability, then that's all they could ask of me. And so I feel like in a really lovely way I maybe skipped some of the comparison things that a lot of young people go through, because I was like, I can't do anything else other than me, and I'm just going to do that to the best of my ability. And I did always have the dream to sing, but I maybe just never put any limits on it. And in that, you know, I thought maybe, like, you know, I could do some secular stuff. And I actually had a bit of a go at that before I moved down to Sydney. For about a year I traveled around Australia and New Zealand just doing backing vocals for one of my friends who was a prominent singer. And I guess in a way it was great because I got a little bit of a taste of maybe what secular music would be like and the industry and, you know, a record label. And it was weird because every time that I would go out in the week and do a gig, and then I'd come back to church and I would just be the backing vocalist at church. Like, I wouldn't be leading a song or anything like that. And I was just like, it's crazy how much easier this is to be in church. And it just doesn't compare to, like, doing the gig stuff never compared to being in church. And so yeah, maybe I feel like I've just always just loved worship. And even though I get it's the whole paradox of being a worship leader and there's attention drawn to you, but the whole thing actually isn't about you and it's about Jesus. And then you're trying to draw people you know, to look at him in that moment. And so maybe there's something so nice about that and freeing again, because you're just like, all I can do is be me, and the tension really isn't on me anyway. So there's something nice about that. So
that is
an answer your question, sorry.
No, I think that's a really helpful insight, is that I think the danger is for a lot of worship pastors that if it starts to become about you, you've missed the entire purpose of worship. And it's one of the things that I've always liked about talking with the Hillsong guys, is that the purpose of worship is to point the focus and glory to God. So I really love that insight. One of the things that because I really do love Christian worship music. And outside of Kim Walker, you are one of my favorite vocalists. I'm sorry that occupy the number two spot. But
No. Kim is an amazing worship leader. She's amazing, but she's even a better human being. She's so down to earth and just is very, like, normal.
Yeah.
And so she's probably, there's a reason why she's number one in that top spot, because she's an amazing woman.
Well, so here's my question, is that then when are we going to hear a duet then with Kim Walker or something?
Well, I haven't heard anything, but let's be honest, she's an amazing, I'd be stoked to do, you know, anything with anyone. But yeah, she's an amazing gal. I'm even just stoked just to have been able to, you know, meet her and, you know, do a little bit of life with her. And actually that's something that I love even right now. Like I was saying, I think it was to you, I was saying that, you know, it's kind of a crazy world and people are probably more open, I feel like, to Jesus than ever before. And I also feel like a great thing within the Christian community that I've found is that there's also this greater sense of community and camaraderie, and like we're in this together than I think has been there before. And so, you know, I'm thankful for these kind of gals that have been doing this a little bit longer than I have, and I get to look up to them and see how they do life and just be friends with them and learn from their wisdom and learn from who they are. So, hey, if she was to ever be like, let's, you know, sing this, I'd be like, listen, if I'm allowed to, I'm in.
I love it. Now, you also serve on a creative team with Cass Langton there at Hillsong, which is... Oh, listen, she's almost like one of Hillsong's best-kept secrets, although the secret's out now, I think.
Yes, she really is.
You've got some incredible creative initiatives, including your kind of collectives that meet up for just kind of creative expression. How does that help kind of influence, inspire you and Hillsong United?
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, being part of something that's bigger than the part that you play is actually so healthy. And we have amazing leaders, you know, Brian and Bobby Houston, but even our creative leaders, Cass and Rich Langton, they're so amazing at creating space for everyone in the creative community. It doesn't mean you have to be a singer. It doesn't mean you have to be pushing faders on the weekend, but you could be a painter. You could be a writer. You could be someone who loves to create sets. Like, so I feel like having a place as a creative person to be able to bring everything, like even the little things that you think are maybe a creative thing that you do on the side, but you get to bring all that and come together as a team. And I don't know, there's something special about it. And, you know, ever since I moved down to Sydney and got to be part of Hillsong Church, I really look forward to when I was able to, you know, with my retail job, I wasn't always able to go, but whenever I could go to these creative nights, team nights that kind of just, I don't know, it's like you serve on the weekend, but then you get a moment during the week just to refocus and center and come together and even get vision for, you know, where God is leading our church and then how we get to partner creatively with church with that and get to not be a separate entity but go together. And those nights have been something that have, I don't know, been so special. And, you know, hopefully we're listening, you know, to the Holy Spirit, and so we're hearing the same kind of thing. And I feel like it would only just benefit us as creatives, whether you're in Hillsong United or you're, you know, just like involved in whatever. Like, I feel like it would benefit everyone in those moments. And it's you know, and it's like even just, you know, it's helped to cultivate my personal relationship with Jesus and how I go after him with everything that I have, like, and with every gift that I've been given. And even just, I think Cass recently preached a message about extravagant waste, an extravagant worship, and just, you know, those moments where you spend away from everyone else, away from platforms, but you spend with Jesus, and maybe it's just a song that he only hears, but, and why, whilst other people who don't get it might say that's just like a waste, but she's like, it's extravagant waste, and it's not wasted, even though it might seem like no one's going to hear that song, but you're actually just bringing it to Jesus, and that's never a waste.
Yeah.
And so I feel like those moments that we have collectively together, to be honest, have actually changed and shaped me, and I hope made me a better person, made me, you know, a better worshiper, in the fact that, you know, that I would go after God, and I would go after the God thing, and and it's also healthy as well. Like, it's healthy with being able to have a community together that not only speak life into you, but also will, if you are submissive, then you're also choosing to be accountable and allowing people to speak into your life. And I feel like even with some of the, you know, let's just be honest, crazy God success that we've had over the last couple of years, you know, as a church, and also being a part of Hillsong United, like, it's so healthy to be able to come home and just be a normal, you know, pastor on our staff, and hang out with our volunteers and do life with them, and not be some crazy rock star, because we're actually not.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm so actually thankful for, you know, my planting here at church, and the people that I get to do life with, because they keep you grounded, and they keep you remembering, you know, to keep the main thing, and it's about Jesus, and it's about what he's doing, and you're not as good as you think you are, and it's crazy that we get to do what we do, and just, you know, we're still as reliant on the Holy Spirit as ever, and just hoping that Jesus will show up at every church service that we have as well, you know? So.
That's a fantastic attitude. Thanks, Taya, for taking some time out to talk to us today. I really appreciate it. The new movie comes out next week. Is that right?
Yeah, we're so excited because it's finally here. Like I said, it's had a bit of a like a 2.5 year journey of, even, you know, from when it was first thought of to when it's being, you know, released. Like, it's crazy, but I guess we're so excited because we're just hoping that it wouldn't, you know, that it wouldn't just be like a film where people go see a story and they're like, oh, that's so nice. But actually, like, you know, I'm a worshiper. I believe in the presence of Jesus. And I would hope that, you know, in the midst of the movie, that, the presence of God will be in a cinema, and potentially where people haven't felt comfortable walking into a church, and they might have questions about Jesus, or they might have questions about, you know, people who go to church or anything like that. I would hope they would feel comfortable enough to go into a cinema. And to be honest, like, I saw a really cool thing the other day on Facebook of my non-Christian cousin who has never come to church, has never expressed a desire to come to church, and yet she posted a photo about the film saying, hey, who's going to come see my cousin? We're so excited. We're going to watch it. And I'm like, this is such a crazy God thing that even my family, who have never been ever been open to Jesus, are actually promoting to go to a film that actually just tells, hopefully, the greatest story of Jesus and who he is, and why we believe what we believe and do what we do. And my hope is just that people would take that as an opportunity to, for those people that have been maybe hard to reach or just not open to coming to church, they've been to cinemas before and they feel comfortable there, and maybe buy them a packet of M&Ms, and just, you never know, like, what God could do or could touch their heart, or even just open up, you know, a place where they could ask questions about things. And, you know, and even just the fact of, you know, again, you'll see, we're very ordinary people, very normal.
Yeah.
And if God could do something crazy in our lives like this, then he could definitely do something like that in your life, whatever it may be.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Taya, thank you for talking with us today.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me, Duncan. I appreciate it.